How does this study compare to the other major studies looking at premenopausal ER-positive patients, particularly the TEX and the SOLVE trials?
Well, the main issue is that there is no adjuvant cytostatic chemotherapy in our trial. This may be criticized, but we have previously established that at least some of these patients can be treated without chemotherapy, and clearly this has many advantages in terms of avoiding toxicity.
I guess also it's kind of cleaner in looking at the hormone question. If
Yes.
you give people chemotherapy, it's going to have effect on ovarian function.
That's correct. And we see that depending on the type of chemo applied, ovarian function is not coming back after cessation of treatment. In CMF, it's 60-70%. In FAC or TEX or those types of combination chemotherapy regimen, it's between 40-60% permanent amenorrhea. And with the type of intervention we do with glycerelin plus another endocrine agent, we call that combination endocrine approach. Literally, depending on age, but close to 100% of patients regain their ovarian function when they are below the age of 45. So, you know, we have also dozens of post-treatment babies, which is unusual after chemotherapy. So I believe that is really a benefit for these women.
Now, are there tumor-specific criteria to go into the trial, or it's up to the judgment of the physician?
Well, there is an inclusion criterion in terms of there have to be less than 10 nodes involved, because we try to exclude the very high-risk patients, because we feel, but this is a bias, I should say, we feel that those might need chemotherapy. Nobody has scientifically established that bias, that this is really true, but that's a general feeling. And we also see that there is some randomization bias in the trial, that physicians tend to suggest this trial to patients with a good prognosis.
I would imagine so. And is there a lower end in terms of risk that's required to get in the trial as long as it's an invasive cancer, for example, node negative under a centimeter? Would a patient like that be eligible?
Actually, the lower size is T1a node negative, so that's less than 5 millimeters, so would be excluded from the trial. But this is very rare anyway.
So most of the patients who are being entered into the study, are they node negative tumors?
The node negative rate is 80% in this trial, yes.
And when do you think you might have the first efficacy results or data?
This will be a few more years, because what we see that the event rate in this trial is very low, which is good news for our patients, but usually bad news for the trialists, because that means that you have to wait longer to see an effect. I would expect the first results to be in by 2008, probably.